Hi, this is Greg Miner. I'm going to compare three harp guitars, including the newly discovered Style R, built by Orville Gibson in 1903, serial number 2578. Because of its value and the fact that it's been restored at least twice, I'm going to tune up the neck and then tune up the basses, but not together. So it's going to be very lightly strung, and I'm going to do one bank at a time so that the thing doesn't explode in my lap. We're going to start with the Dyer harp guitar, then a Gibson, Style U from the teens, typical Gibson, and then the Orville. I've got a stereo mic placed about 18 inches away from the sound hole, not close mic'd, and I'll play sort of medium soft to try to keep all sort of balanced. Starting with a Dyer harp guitar from the early teens. The six basses, I've tuned them down to standard, so they match the Gibson that you're going to hear. So they're a little lighter than normal to compare with the Gibson, which is strung very lightly. The neck, of course we have the ringing, but I'm going to stop that so we just hear the neck. And basses descending from the E. Playing semi-lightly. And again, the strings on the Dyer are not brand new. They're a little bit used. Okay. The Gibson, about 1915, typical 10 bass. These strings are older. I think I have even coated elixirs on the bottom three, which I never do anymore. And the basses are, again, used, but decent. The Gibson sounds pretty thin and mid-rangey on the neck. Compared to the other guitars. And the basses, of course, are completely different. They're 10 and they start with the A flat and go down. Skip the E because it's on the neck. Ending up with the B flat on the neck. So the basses can sound quite piano-like and nice and beefy. But again, we're going to compare those to the Orville in a minute. By the way, all of these strings are generally phosphor bronze or some sort of bronze steel. No silk or nylon involved on any of these today. So right from the neck of the teen Style U, we're going to go right to the Orville. Okay, now I've got the Orville. I'm going to try to put it in the same position on my lap. Interesting. I'm getting sympathetic vibration from the subs, and they're not even tuned. Interesting. Despite its clunky appearance and the thick carved top, similar to the later Gibson, you know, it's 200 thousandths thick. It almost looks like it's a quarter inch in spots, but it's not quite. And heavy rim, it feels somewhat lighter than the Gibson. It's probably more like 7-8 pounds compared to the Gibson's 11, the Dyer being about 4. But listen to that neck. I can't quite get the full chord because the action is quite high. It's a good quarter inch at the 12th fret at the moment. And a nice, beautiful high G. There's a real richness in that neck. Jazz chords. Sound pretty rich. Nice cowboy guitar, if you were forced to buy a harp guitar for that purpose. And now the basses. The basses I'm struggling with because I would have to drill out the original Gibson sub-bass tuners to allow my thicker modern strings, windings, to go through the posts. So I can't get them up to tension. I've got three up to tension right now. You can hear how that sounds though. G. Again, strung very, very lightly because these are meant to be heavier, much heavier strings. A and a B and down. That's by the sound hole near the bridge. Okay, I'm hammering on those. I'll play them a little quieter. by the sound hole. And then I would go down to a low F, or even E, if this was properly strung. Low E. With an extremely light gauge, but I'm hoping you can hear the air. Gibson strung these so heavy that they would have you switch the neck strings one over. They would throw away the high E, put the B string on the E, move every string over a gauge until you're using a cello string for the low neck string and the subs accordingly. So hard that they would, well, destroy the guitar almost, but until your guitar exploded, those heavy strings would drive the thick top and sound even more wonderful than this is now. So here's a quick comparison. The Orville, then the Style U Gibson, and the Dyer Harp guitar. And basses, the Orville, the Style U Gibson, the Dyer Harp guitar. Hope you enjoyed that.